Thousands descended upon Guildhall Square in Derry this afternoon, waiting in anticipation for Lord Savile's inquiry into Bloody Sunday to be finally made public. Family members, friends and supporters marched from Rossville Street to the Guildhall Square just after 3 o'clock, and as they made their way to the square, they were met with a rapturous round of applause. Those who took part in the march then made their way to their seats in front of the big screen, where they waited for Prime Minister David Cameron to speak live from the House of Commons, where he would make Lord Savile's inquiry public. But before Prime Minister David Cameron's speech was televised, it was obvious the families were going to be given good news, as family members showed the report out of a top window in the Guildhall, giving a thumbs up. Then, at 3:30, David Cameron came live from the House of Commons, and he delivered the news that the people of Derry had been waiting for 38 years.
But the conclusions of this report are absolutely clear. There is no doubt, there is nothing equivocal, there are no ambiguities. What happened on Bloody Sunday was both unjustified and unjustifiable. Lord Savile concludes that the soldiers of the support company who went into the bogside did so as a result of an order which should not have been given by their commander. He finds that on balance the first shot in the vicinity of the march was fired by the British Army. He finds that none of the casualties shot by the soldiers of support company was armed with a firearm. He finds that there was some firing by Republican paramilitaries, but none of this firing provided any justification for the shooting of civilian casualties.
After David Cameron's speech, the crowds waited for the Bloody Sunday families to make their statements. As they waited, it could be seen clearly that from the crowd, they found the findings highly emotional. Then, at 4:10, the families made their statement. Coming out of the Guildhall, throwing their fists in the air, they were met with a rapturous round of applause. Spokesperson for the Bloody Sunday families, Mickey McKinney, had this to say.
My 27-year-old brother, William McKinney, was murdered by British paratroopers on Bloody Sunday. This is a historic day for Derry. I would like to thank all of your patience, as we have all had patience over this past 38 years. But today, the waiting has come to an end. This has been a very challenging and traumatic time for the families and the wounded. We could not have done this without your encouragement and support. We know that we stand here today among friends.
So the findings of Lord Savile's report have found that those killed on Bloody Sunday were murdered by the British paras. On a highly emotional and historic day in Derry, I'm Barry White for Highland Radio News.